Joining us in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, is Coach Jake Bennett after the 62-7 win over Des Moines North. Coach, senior night, and a nice night for the seniors.
Absolutely, yeah. It was really fun to see all of them get in, all of them score. And, you know, it was just fun to see them play as a team and kind of get the moment that they deserve.
Yeah, you started all five seniors, so that was kind of nice.
Yeah,
that's the first time that happened this year, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was. So now let's just talk a little bit about, give you an opportunity to talk about each one of the seniors first off. Not to get you teary-eyed or anything, but, you know, what do you have to say, maybe as the class in general, or if you want to say something about each one?
Yeah, you know, we, as far as just taking over a program last year, you know, there was a lot of things that we had to kind of change as far as, you know, culture and that sort of thing. And the girls that were in the locker room, these current seniors, just took that in stride and ran with it and just totally just created a brand new brand of Newton girls basketball. And just, you know, it's really cool to just see that kind of pay off. And so I'm just really fortunate as a coach to be able to come into a program like this and just see, you know, 2 years of hard work pay off and, you know, set goals that we had at the beginning of the off season and to just kind of see them come in here and accomplish some of those goals and walk away. It just really is cool to see. And I'm just fortunate to be a part of it. So, you know, all of them are leaders, all of them, you know, we have a lot of freshmen and some underclassmen coming up and, you know, they've set the standard now of what it's supposed to be like and what, you know, a good teammate looks like and how to prepare for people and that sort of thing. So, really proud of them. And, you know, like I said, they're getting the moment they deserve.
Yeah. You know, Evie Main hasn't played a whole lot, this season, but she came out and put 18 points on the board in the first half. So she missed a couple shots first, but then she got in a groove there. So that was nice to see her.
Absolutely, yeah, great to see some shots fall for her. She's, you know, we've told her at the beginning of the year, and still told her like she's a phenomenal shooter, and we have all the confidence in the world, and you know, the shots are going to fall, and they did tonight, and it was just really a great moment for her.
Of course, Alex Jarvis, one of your co-captains, along with Evie Main too. She's been pretty consistent throughout the year, also maybe not scoring a lot but doing the little things.
We would probably classify her as the glue of the team, the glue person. So she does all the
you
stuff.
You gotta have glue.
Yeah, that's right. She binds the team together and kind of does all the stuff on defense and offense that really doesn't get recognized as far as the stat sheet goes. And you know, really good presence, very positive in the locker room, and a great leader. So, yeah, like you said, she's a captain for a reason, and we're really fortunate to have her.
Setting the example for some of the up-and-comers that you're going to have around for a while.
Yep.
Addison Sibula and Emerson Ray, getting in there, Sophia Cody as well, too.
Yep.
So good,
yep.
Good foundation to build on.
Absolutely.
And they got some good playing time coming up. You know your draw now. You got to be home. That's good.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
That's always nice.
Yep. One of the things we wrote on the board at the very beginning of the summer was we wanted to host a home playoff game and get to double-digit wins. Those were two of them. So we were able to cross both of those things out. And, you know, again, that's just 2 years of really hard work, and it's paying off right now. So, again, really cool to see all that happening. We're really excited about being able to play one more game here in the playoffs. And, you know, we're just kind of excited to see that all unfold.
Do you know much about Boone now? Are they going to come out and press you, or do you have any idea?
We've seen some stuff on film. We know that, you know, that they have played some 2-3 zone in the past, kind of staggered at the top. So we'll kind of see going forward what they have. You know, postseason stuff, you never know what teams are going to come out with. Usually there's some new stuff. And so it's going to be a lot of being able to have some of the experience on the locker room that we have and, you know, the game IQ coming out and being able to adjust on the fly, because there's going to be things that, you know, you haven't maybe seen or don't expect. And I'm confident that our girls are going to be able to handle that.
Yeah, you know, you got good coaches here in Iowa and around Central Iowa especially.
Absolutely.
They always look at things and throw a little wrench in there you're not expecting. So.
Yep. So, but we're hungry for it. We're ready for it, and the girls are pumped. So
yeah, it'd be nice to get first playoff win, I believe, in a while.
So. Yeah, about 9 years, I think.
9 years.
So
you checked into it. Well, that's good.
Good. My wife played on the team. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations with that.
Yeah.
So does she give you any pointers?
She when I go home, she tells me all the things that I did wrong as a coach.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. She's really supportive.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Fun to have her in the house to talk about. So,
well, hey, thanks for coming up again, and best of luck against Boone as he starts the playoffs in the quarterfinals here
at
home.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, joining us after the 62-7 win against Des Moines North to improve to 10-11 on the year. Jake Bennett, coach of the Newton Cardinals, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.